Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back, you guys, to the What We Said podcast. Happy Tuesday. I hope you guys are having a great morning or great afternoon or great night.
Hey, guys.
Hello, it's me,
Jackie Marie.
I have a sore throat.
Don't say that because people might be their first time listening and now you're Jackie.
Okay, mine actually is JC. Welcome back to the podcast. I am now in my sick era. Chelsea, I don't know if Chelsea got me sick. I will also say it is just, you know, cold and flu season. So I'm on the up and up, but for the past few days, I've just been laying on the couch all day, every day. That's all I do.
Yeah.
So I was looking at my B reels for the past week, literally four or five of them. I'm in the same place in every single one of them.
That's just how it is when you're sick.
Mm-hmm. I just like it for a day and then I just start getting really like over it.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Yeah. I will say not to scare anybody, but when you have a kid and you're sick, you can't just chill like sleep all day unless you like hire someone or like have somebody to help you. But
right.
I had that shocking realization when I was sick and Case was also sick. So it was like my sleep and my needs were on the back burner. So I was like, am I ever going to get better because I can't sleep?
No, I cannot imagine. Actually, that's the worst thing because I heard that saying, I can't imagine when someone tells you about something is not a good response because it's very like, it's basically like people are saying the one thing you can do is imagine actually. So it's like
so unempathetic.
Yes. It's like the opposite of empathetic to be like, I cannot even imagine that. But people are just because a lot of people will say that with grief or if someone loses someone, like it's best maybe not to be like, I can't imagine because it just perpetuates
like you're alone.
Yeah. You're alone. And that is absolutely horrible.
Yeah, that's true.
So I apologize.
Oh, that's fine. I didn't even notice. I mean, it wasn't like a huge trial in my life.
Makes it so deep.
Yeah.
No, but that is.
Every once in a while, there's like a shocking realization of like, oh, my life is very different than it was months ago. Where
yes.
When I was sick, I could just chill. And also when you work from home and you're like, you can just take time at home. You don't have to worry about calling in sick or like, oh, I used all my sick days. I got to go to work. It's just nice to. I feel like you can heal faster because you can just chill.
I definitely have been sleeping. I slept last night for 9.5 hours straight. Ugh. My Aura Ring said.
You're bragging.
You're like, I can't imagine.
You're toxic. Yeah, I can't imagine.
No, but I do think that has healed me.
Yeah.
Like a lot quicker is sleeping a ton because I just don't set my alarm for the next day. And I literally wake up at like 9:30 because I'm just like dead.
Yeah. When you have a sore throat
there's and you wake worse. Up. It is so hard to swallow.
The first couple swallows are just like
knives.
Take me out.
No, it's awful. But my throat this morning when I woke up felt a little bit better. It's always midday that's the best, and mornings and nights are the worst.
Yeah. 100%. When you get a little energy and you're kind of just like going through your the motions, you forget about it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, nice. It's all good. I'm hoping this is my one sickness of the season and then we're done because I'm over it. Also, I was saying it's so cliche, but when you're sick, you realize like just how much you take for granted. Yes. And also how I was saying when Chelsea was sick last week, I actually should have probably been taking more precautions, like drinking a lot of water, not touching anything you touched. But I was like, oh, I'm not gonna get it.
I was thinking about the exact same thing. It's like the same thing when Case was sick and I wasn't sick yet. I'm like, I don't freaking care if I get sick. Who cares? It's just nothing. And then you get sick, you're like, this is horrible.
It's miserable.
It's not that easy to be sick.
No, it's so annoying more than anything.
I'm filled up. And well, I feel like when I was sick and I kept being like, oh, I don't want to like touch anyone or like don't hug me or something. And then I feel like people are like, oh, it's fine. Like, and I'm like, yeah, I'm being overdramatic. And then they get sick. Like when you got sick, I'm like, I knew I shouldn't have even freaking been in the same room as you.
Yeah. Well, and it's not like I would share drinks with you or something. Obviously, when you're sick, I try and. But at the same time, it's like.
I coughed in the same area you did.
So yeah, I don't know. Or definitely it in close proximity. But while I've been laying on my couch, I do have a few like TV updates or things I've watched. So I started Gilmore Girls, which I definitely started this because of TikTok, because I keep just seeing a ton of stuff about people. Gilmore Girls is very much, I think, a comfort show to a lot of people. They grew up watching it. I just didn't grow up watching it, so I've never seen it. And people would put little snippets and be like, the fall vibes are immaculate. And I'm like, okay, this just seems like the vibe right now.
A cozy show.
A cozy show. So I started watching it. It's so cute. It's so good. I'm on maybe episode 4 or 5. Like I'm very early on of the first season. And there's I think 7 seasons at least. And keep in mind, I'm coming from very little knowledge about this show because I've only watched a few episodes. But this mom is literally low-key toxic.
Okay, I watched the first episode a long time ago. It's the only episode I've ever watched. Uh-huh. And I kind of remember thinking the same thing.
It's so, I'm sure this is the way it's supposed to be, is like their dynamic is basically she's a single mom and she had her daughter Rory when she was like 16. And so their age gap, or you know, she's a young mom because of that. But the dynamic is almost like Rory, the daughter, is the mom. Like the mom will just be whiny and be like, did you take that from my closet? Like, and weird stuff where I'm like, okay, aren't you supposed to be the parent? It's interesting. But that's literally all I can conclude from. I don't have very many updates or thoughts about it other than I like it. I think it's super cute and cozy. And I definitely want to just keep watching it. Because it's kind of one of those shows that you can just pick up whenever, watch an episode here and there, binge it if you're in the mood. But each episode's like almost an hour. It's like 45 minutes. So I feel like I've been watching it so much. I'm like, I'm only at episode 5. But it's like that's 5 straight hours of watching it. So anyway.
Nice.
I'm a fan.
I feel like I haven't watched a lot of like those shows. And Beth is always shook by us, I feel like. She'll be like, you guys haven't watched like The Hills or something? Yeah. And I'm like, no, I didn't grow up watching any of those shows.
Me neither.
No, I didn't watch Gossip Girl. I didn't watch The Hills. I didn't watch OC. I didn't watch like...
I watched nothing.
Any of those classic shows.
Do you guys want to hear my list of shows that I'm like, I should watch these eventually in my lifetime? It's kind of short, but these are just shows that I've heard people mention or I've seen a ton on social media. And I'm like, okay. So Desperate Housewives, which is a must. I've already watched a lot of it. I haven't watched every single season, but it is just simply the best. Like, Chelsea, you would love it. Dynasty.
I think I started that too.
Okay, I've never seen it. Why Women Kill.
Oh, that's good.
It's kind of a newer one that I have heard of, but I haven't watched it.
I've watched both
Friday
of those
Night
seasons.
Lights. Okay. Everyone tells me to watch that.
Yes, my family watched that growing up, and they always are like, wait, you haven't watched it? And I hear it's just so good.
Yeah.
So I'll watch that with you.
I think Friday Night Lights is supposed to be a very cozy type of show too.
Yeah.
I believe. One Tree Hill.
Okay. I did watch some of that.
Vampire Diaries.
I started that. Okay. I didn't finish any of these.
Scandal.
Oh, I watched all of that.
You like it?
It was good.
Okay.
It was really good.
The OC. Gilmore Girls. Then Real Housewives. I have a few different Real Housewives that I feel like would be good to binge. And then more recently, have you heard of Tell Me Lies?
No, well, I've heard of it. but I haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it either, but I think it's on Hulu. And yeah. It looks maybe a little bit intriguing. So might watch that too. Again, this is going to have to take course over my lifetime. Yeah. This is not like anytime
soon.
With how
you watch TV, this will be a lifelong pursuit. Yes.
But
whenever you're sick.
Literally once a year, just hours and hours.
Yeah.
The other, are you up to date on The Patient?
Yes, it's terrifying.
Terrifying, you guys, but I can't stop watching it.
No, it's so good.
And you know what I've been realizing?
This last episode, did you watch this last episode? It was so good.
Mm-hmm. It was.
But I was like, I thought it was the last one. So I thought it was going to be the, I thought we were going to get the ending.
There's two more.
Oh, two more?
Yeah, there's 10 total. Oh. And I think we're only on 8.
Okay.
I have realized, yes, lately, that because I kind of cut like true crime out of my life for the past few years, I genuinely don't listen to any true crime podcasts. I haven't watched any true crime documentaries or anything like that, really. I am so sensitive to like violence or just graphic things. And even in The Patient, I'm like, I literally have to watch it during the day.
Yeah.
And same. I have to end like, we watched it closer to like sunset and then I had to end with Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm sorry, but I can't even fathom the fact that I would watch like Ted Bundy tapes and then go to sleep.
No.
What is happening?
No.
I would get nightmares and same with books. Like I've only been strictly reading basically romance, like fun, cute, lighthearted books or like self-help books because I simply cannot. When it's like a thriller, even though I love
the mystery.
I love thriller books, but I'm like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know if it's older I'm getting or what it is. I'm so sensitive. I can't do it. It like terrifies me.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like, well, The Patient is so graphic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, oh, they're not going to show the whole thing, are they? Like, oh my gosh.
And they do.
And I have to close my eyes. And then I just assume when I, by the sound, when to open my eyes. But it's so terrifying. Like, it's just.
You watch with Nick?
No, I watch by myself.
No.
Nick?
Oh,
you think
I
Nick
can't.
Would watch that?
Oh,
he
true.
Is the literal biggest scaredy cat ever when it comes to shows. He's like, honestly, go off, King. He protects his energy. He's
honestly,
like, no.
He does.
He'll literally be like, no.
He has never. Boundaries and we respect that.
On like the third episode when it was like the most shocking, like, you know, when I'm talking about the first incident.
Mm-hmm.
He saw some of it because he was like going back and forth between rooms and he was like, you're never watching this show again.
It's kind of just.
I was like, I know, but I will be watching again.
When you think about it, it is just very like dark.
Yes.
It's like, why would I invite this darkness and this like horrifying imagery into my life?
Yes.
You know?
100%.
But then I come back for more, so.
I know. And I haven't been able to listen to true crime either. Like, especially after I feel like I gave birth, now I think of everybody as a kid. Like somebody's kid. And I'm like, it's just, I can't. It's just different. Like, I don't know if I'll ever be able to enjoy it. Maybe when I get older and desensitized again. But it's like, right now, I just can't. Like, I just think of it, that's somebody's baby. Like,
that's the killer or that someone killed?
Either. Both.
Yeah.
It's like, they're just, it's just too much. I can't, like.
I thought you were going to say
because
of having a kid and then it makes you feel like, oh, if anything happened to Mike, like, you get more scared and you get more.
That too.
Yeah.
It's like a combination. 'Cause
I could see that for sure, too.
Yeah, it's just, it's way more personal. It feels more personal instead of just like, oh, some random person that it's so like dissociated from.
Right.
It's like, oh my gosh, that's somebody's
you know
sibling.
What
that's somebody's parent. That's somebody's kid.
You know what I saw? That they already made like a Gabby Petito drama, like a show.
Yeah.
Not a documentary, like a show where people are acting. I'm like, that is
a
not.
Quick turnaround.
Yeah. Something about that is not sitting right with me. Like, if I was her family,
no.
I would be like, absolutely not. Like,
no.
First of all, they better be compensated for that. Like, you're not going to take, you know, someone's family, someone's daughter's
exploit it
for money.
Yeah.
Immediately, no.
And the sad thing is, it'll just keep happening with these shows because people love it.
It was so quick. That's what scared me. I'm like, wow, I've never seen something like literally, I feel like I was less than a year ago.
Yeah.
And they've already have a whole movie on it.
Mm-hmm. That is terrifying. It was less than a year ago, I think, because we lived here in Orange County.
Yeah. That's wild. Halloween is right around the corner. And then it's going to be Thanksgiving. And then it's going to be more holidays. We got Christmas. We got whatever. Hanukkah. Everything. The holidays are here, you guys. And this, I feel like a broken record. But this time of year just sneaks up on you every single year. I'm always absolutely shocked when it's October and it's almost Halloween. But you know who has your back? Macy's. because they are your one-stop shop for all your party hopping, your party hosting essentials. They got like casserole and pie dishes to home decor, gifts, like anything you need. I'm telling you, Macy's has got you covered. If you're hosting a little fall get together, maybe you're going to do a Friendsgiving or something and you need cute little accessories to put on the table. You need pie tins, like Macy's has got you. You need slippers, Macy's has got you. You need a gift for dad. That's always the real hard one, is the gift for a male in your life, dad, brothers. And Macy's has tons of options for gifts as well. And if you just want something for yourself, that's always an option.
I also love Macy's because they have our procrastinator girlies. They've got our backs because you can go pick up your costume 3 hours before the party. They do same day pickup. You can go to the store and they have so much in store. So you need to go check out Macy's if you're a procrastinator like myself.
Or if you're trying to get ahead for the holidays upcoming and
they've
you want to get
gifts. Type A, type B. Macy's has got you freaking covered. Literally head to toe, your house, your bathroom, your life. Macy's has got you covered. And I will scream that from the rooftops until the day I die. So check out Macy's.com. It's Macy's.com. Go check it out.
Our next partner has a product that you can literally use every single day. And I drink this a ton. It is Athletic Greens. So if you're wanting like better gut health, more energy, optimized immune system, if you don't like taking pills or vitamins and you just want a supplement that tastes great, then you definitely are going to need to check this out. Basically, you just take a scoop of Athletic Greens, put it in some water, shake it up if it's in a water bottle or just like stir it around if it's in a cup, and drink up. It has a very like mild tropical-ish taste. Like it doesn't taste like vegetables, you know what I'm saying? But it's the perfect little green drink to start your morning. I've actually been drinking it while being sick because I'm like, let's hope this speeds up my, you know, my recovery. I honestly love drinking it though, like in the morning before a walk or midday, whenever. It's great. It's a great thing to add to your routine if you're looking to have like, you want a healthy routine, but you don't want to take like a million different supplements and stuff. This is an amazing option. Basically, with one scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right.
AG1 is a small micro habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. It's a great thing to add to your morning routine. It's like that nice little ritual of mixing up a drink. It's seamless. Athletic Greens was created when the founder experienced a ton of gut health issues and ended up on a complicated supplement routine to recover. It cost him like $100 a day. So he created Athletic Greens after experiencing how difficult it was to create an optimal nutrition routine on your own, and Athletic Greens was born. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/whatwesaid. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/whatwesaid to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Okay, lastly, have you heard or seen anything about Human Playground on Netflix?
Human Playground, no.
You should watch it. What is it? So fascinating. It's kind of like documentary
it's
style.
It's giving Human Centipede.
No. Oh my gosh, not at all. It's a show. It's narrated by, I'm forgetting how to pronounce his name, Idris Elba.
Oh, we love that man.
He is daddy, first of
all. Yes, he is daddy of all daddies.
He is literally my daddy. What is it called? Hold on, I'm looking up the, so I can give you like a real, because I'm trying to think of how to even explain it. It says it's an exploration of the origins and evolution of play across the globe, from age-old rituals to billion-dollar businesses. So it's basically every episode is a new...
Oh, wait, I've heard of this.
Like, place that they go. So they'll go to France and, like, show all these, like, rituals or things that people do in that culture.
Yeah.
And they went to, like... Oh, where was it? Basically, just all these different parts of the world. And they went to Africa and show these, like, fights that people do with sticks. And they're literally naked. Like, it's just so... fascinating to see these different cultures, and the cinematography is out of this world amazing. Like really, really good. They went to China and show like martial arts training and like these little kids who do it from the time they're like tiny, and then sumo wrestling and in Japan, and just it is like really, really cool. And it is very, first of all, eye-opening, inspiring, like, and also makes you, well, made me realize, because there's a lot of nudity, like just for no reason other than like they're showing what's literally happening in these places. And it made me so much more aware of how much like the US and America just sexualizes nudity. And that's also like a whole other tangent. And like, that's nothing in the show. That's just my own takeaway from it. I'm just thinking like, this is so crazy because these people all be together naked all day. They don't blink. They don't think twice about it. And it's like, that would be so shocking.
It just is what it is.
You know, just very different cultures. Anyway, it's really cool. You should watch it. I think you'd like it.
Yeah, that sounds good. It's just like a one. It's not like a series.
It's there's like five or six different episodes. And each one is like a different place. A different. They're all actually within each episode. There's like three different places and cultures and things that you learn about.
Oh my gosh. That does sound cool. I feel like I heard somebody talk about it. Or maybe I saw it. Also, did you see that? Okay, we're just going on TV.
I know. I'm
now.
I guess the whole episode's this.
Love is Blind After the Altar.
I didn't watch it.
Well, like, can I spoil it?
Sure.
They go through the whole thing. The whole, like, after the altar showing, gosh, I forgot their names. The two married people.
Uh-huh.
Jarrett and, I forgot her name.
Kiara, isn't it the K?
Oh, yeah. Kiana?
No. I'm completely spacing.
And I forgot the other couple's name as well.
The guy with the Danielle.
Danielle.
Nick
and Danielle, yes.
Jarrett and Ayana.
Ayana.
Or Iana, maybe.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah.
They go through like their struggles and like.
Wait, are they all divorced?
And at the end of the show, the very last slide, after it shows like, but we're going to be a better couple because the last slide of the entire like series is both of these couples have decided since to end their marriage. Awesome. It's like, what a waste of time.
What a freaking waste of time.
And it was just
I might not watch Love is Blind again. No, it's not giving.
And it literally is not giving anyone anything.
No.
It's not giving the contestants love. That's for damn sure.
Right. It's just kind of like
giving drama.
It's lacking everything.
Doesn't work.
No.
I think we've done the experiment and it's done.
It's done. Like, don't try
it
again.
Didn't work.
Love is not blind. What we don't know.
Love is absolutely not blind.
We're done.
And the last show that I've been watching recently is Bling Empire.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Really? Yeah. I've never seen it.
It's on Netflix. I think this is the third season. And I just, I love it.
I forgot it's reality, right?
Yeah, it's reality. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the seasons have been cranked out fast. Like, I swear I just finished season two a while ago. Maybe I was late to season two. And then I saw the other day that season three was up. And I was like, awesome. Can't wait.
What the heck?
I just love all of the, like, I almost said characters, but they're real people.
People.
The people on it. And just so fascinating. I just love watching rich people do things.
Yeah.
Have parties, get dressed up. They have the best clothes. Like,
true.
Just their drama. They just have security guards everywhere. They're like billionaires. Not just like, oh, rich people, like fake rich. It's like, no, these people have billions of dollars.
Wowza, wowza, wowza. Yeah. Love that. It is entertaining to watch. I will say that. I have talked about this so many times, but I get so overwhelmed by how much content I want to like consume in my life that I start like literally having a breakdown. I don't know what it is. I'm not kidding. It's like a real problem for me.
Yeah, I feel like you have brought that up
a lot.
It
is a real, true, real issue for me.
Interesting.
Like, let me put it this way. It's like watching Gilmore Girls should just be a fun, like lighthearted experience. And there's this little bit of just like stress. Because I'm like, there's so many seasons. Like, I like to complete things. I don't like to just like, I really don't like to leave things open-ended. So it's like, to me, by watching like one episode of Gilmore Girls, I'm like, I'm committing to this. Like, I'm committing to finishing all of this. And that's going to take me so long. And I also get stressed because I can't do what you and a lot of other people can do where you just put it on in the background. Because I need to, I don't even walk from my living room to my kitchen without pausing. Because I'm like, well, I'm going to miss something. Like, I'm not kidding.
Really?
It's so stressful, Chelsea. I'm so stressed even thinking about it.
Okay, we could not be more different in this area. Like, we really could not be. I have no issue at all watching one episode of a show and never visiting it again.
Like right now, my cortisol, I like kind of sweating a little. Like I'm so stressed about TV. I can't.
Oh my
gosh.
And
I get like that with a lot of things like podcasts or vlogs. Like if I start to like someone's podcast, I'm like, oh, like I get stressed because I'm like, great, I have to like listen to all of them now.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing, but that's
I feel this weird sense of commitment to it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
That is actually so interesting. I feel like you're alone in that. But I feel like more people are not like that.
I agree.
Than opposite. That's cool.
I'm very unique and quirky.
You're special.
Thank you. Yeah. Anyway.
I feel like you're going to get mad at me for this, but I was thinking about one of my most toxic traits is, and I don't know if I've ever told anybody this, but when I'm reading a book, I maybe I'll read one or two pages. Read the last sentence.
You do not. You actually do that.
Almost every single book. I won't read the last page. I'll read the very last sentence of the book. And Chelsea. It never gives anything away, but it like, I have to. I have to. Like, if I get a couple pages in, I'm like, I have to.
That is toxic. You need help. Please seek therapy. That is not okay, Chelsea.
I know. I was thinking about that on the drive. That's actually pretty bad.
Like, I will admit I've done that before.
Oh.
I'm like, when I was two. No, when I was younger. But also, if I'm just not into the book, I'll just start like skipping through and then just read like the last little bit. Yeah, I'm like, okay, we got the gist.
Okay, that's true. Maybe not every single book. If it's a mystery book specifically, and I know from other people like the ending's so good, I won't do that. But if it's like a book I picked up, I'm kind of like couple pages into it and my brain is literally like bored, I will go read the last sentence. And I think it gives me a little bit of like,
and then you'll continue to read the whole book.
Yeah. And I'll just read the rest of the book. I mean, that'll sometimes I won't finish the book, but I'm also okay not finishing a book if I start. Like, I'm 100% okay reading like half of a book and then just like giving it up and be like, yeah.
I have decided that I can. If I get to 20, because I do give up on books sometimes, and I actually think it's important to give up on books that you don't like, because otherwise it ruins reading. Yeah. It's not fun. I actually don't like the book I'm reading right now at all. And it got such good reviews. I'm like, cool. Everyone loves it. I don't like it. It's what is it? Everything I Know About Love or something. It's like a memoir by Dolly Alderton. And I'm just like not into it. But my thing is, you have to give till 20% on the Kindle. That's my own rule. Oh. I made it for myself. I have to give myself till 20%, but then I have to mark it as read. Because like, if it's just there and it's like, you've completed 20% of the book, that stresses me the F out. I have to have it marked off and read, done. I can't.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wow. That's valid. Not know about that. Have you started reading the book I gave you?
No, but I look at it every day and I'm like, when will I start this book?
Don't read the last effing page of that.
Okay, I won't. Is it a mystery?
Yes.
Okay, I won't then. I swear I won't.
Okay.
It's not like it's like I have to do it. It's just like something I do, you know?
Okay, okay, okay.
In my free time. I haven't even gotten into my life updates yet for me.
Oh, shiz. What do we do?
I'll literally read them.
Okay.
We don't have to have any discussion. First,
you just silent.
I went to a pumpkin patch. It was lots of fun. It was like a farm.
It was so cute. I want to go.
And yeah, it was a lot of fun. We went on wagon ride. We showed Case like the donkeys, the chickens. He loved it. The goats were so cute. And it just confirmed to me that I want to live on a farm someday. But close enough to the city. But close enough to the city so I can go get like my morning drink. And, you know, I want the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I wanted to just give an update because last week, or whenever we talked about our personal style, my three words just were wrong. I'm canceling them. And I don't have them yet. I just wanted you guys to know that. Don't believe what I said last time. Those weren't my three words. I'm still working on it. So
wait, can I tell you what a comment that we got?
What?
Someone DM'd us. They're like, you literally spent like half of your episode with Kristen talking about like, we should not put ourselves in boxes. And then the next week you do personal style and tell us that we need three words to put ourselves in a box.
Literally.
For fashion. But I was saying, or I was thinking, I actually didn't reply, but I was thinking, I feel like the three words freeze you to make better choices with fashion. I don't feel like that's putting you in a box. And you can change them at any time. Clearly, like you're doing.
Yeah, clearly.
Also, we will be contradicting ourselves.
Always.
Every single episode.
For the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Every single episode for the rest of our lives.
Get used to it.
I'm a new person every week.
Same. We're entering new eras. Yeah.
Every single week. My next last thing, and it will be very fast, is I just went to an event today, actually. It was for the brand Live Conscious. Is that how you... Conscious.
Conscious, yeah. I'm guessing it's not conscience.
No. No, it's definitely not that. So with Alyssa Lynch, they have this new product. It's like it's like a brew, and it's like a mushroom, like cacao coffee. Anyways, really cute event. It was at the Santa Monica proper, which is just stunning. But there was a girl there, and she was a human design coach. We've talked a little bit about human design, but it was just so nice to talk to someone. Her name's Jamie. I have her Instagram at. I'll look it up after I'm done really quick to tell you guys. But she basically went through my chart with me and like asked me if I had anything I was struggling with. And like, it was so eye-opening because I don't know if I said it on the podcast. When I first read my human design, I was like having a little bit of an existential crisis because I was telling her, I'm like, well, honestly, like the life purpose part kind of stressed me out, made me feel like that's my purpose and I have nothing, no other purpose, you know? Like it was like, oh man, I have to like stick to this. And she was like, no, that is not what that is. Like that's just like an energy force. Like that's an energy theme, whatever. She went over it with me and she was giving me all of these insights into like my thought patterns, my willpower, and like the satisfaction thing that we talked about, like a full body yes, and like the generator and how to go about your life. But it was so interesting to like talk to someone who could answer my questions about it and like get deeper and then check my chart to see like, oh, well, that's because you have this. And like if you just like calling out different things, and it was just so interesting. And I wanted to on this podcast say the human design. I feel like we've gotten so many messages about which human design app because there's a couple that we use and it's there's a couple
out there.
Apps, yeah. Yeah. And the one that we use is it's just called the human design app, but it's like light blue.
It's like light pastel, like purple and blue kind of.
Yeah. It's not the one that uses like papyrus font.
Yeah. It's a papyrus vibe. The app is like beautiful.
Yes.
I really wish I could have been there.
I know.
I didn't want to get everyone sick, but that like seemed like an awesome event.
Yeah. We literally kept her. She just had a booth and me and our friend Rachel, we stayed like 30 minutes afterwards. And she was like, well, you guys are the last ones. Like, I love talking about this. So she was just like diving into our charts and talking about different, like how, just different things. She did tell me I was so smart. So I just wanted to put that on to let you guys know it's fact.
I was so smart. I'm dead. Wait, the human design app is actually white. And then it has like blue and light pink and orange, like little like triangles and squares on it. You guys will be able to find it. It's called My Human Design.
Oh, there we go.
If you guys want to check it out. Sorry if I interrupted you.
No, that's all my life updates. So
okay. It
can be done and move on to the meat of the podcast.
There's so much more I wanted to discuss.
Ugh. I know. Well, what else?
I'm sick right now. Indie Blue's wedding.
Oh, we have to.
We have to.
Well, maybe we can just give everyone a long episode today. And if you want to skip until, we'll just tell people they can skip till whatever.
Skip further if you want to listen to worst date stories. They're going to be good.
Life is better when it smells good. I think we can all agree on that. I know, especially when fall rolls around, the house needs to be smelling cozy.
Mm-hmm.
I want my house to smell like I just walked into Anthropology. Okay. And with Pura, that can be a reality. Pura partners with some of the top perfumers and luxury fragrance brand from all around the world, like Capri Blue. That's what's always gone on in Anthropology. They have Nest New York, Day, and so many more. If you guys haven't seen Pura, they have a Pura Smart Fragrance Diffuser and it's all over TikTok. I see all my For You page. Instagram loves it because it's just like a sleek thing that you can plug into the wall and it's not big, bulky, ugly or anything like that. And it makes your house smell absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing because you can customize and control your home scent from your phone. It's very easy to set up. And you can change out the scent whenever you want. You can put how much of it you want to whatever. You can control a lot of aspects. And it's like techie, but still easy. You know what I mean? And it's just this cute little white thing that plugs into your wall that's very it's not an eyesore. When fall and winter hit, like my house needs to smell like pumpkin spice and everything nice. Okay. And then when it's closer to Christmas, getting some pine in there, like. And they have so many different fragrance options that you can choose from. And it's just amazing. Pura usually never offers site-wide discounts, but they did give us the code WHATWESAID20 for an additional 20% off site-wide. You can stack the code on subscriptions, which will make them 50% off, the largest discount on subscriptions ever, or use the code for 20% off one-time purchase on fragrance and the Pura Smart Fragrance Diffuser. Again, the code is what we said 20 for an additional 20% off site wide. The code is what we said 20. And it'll be linked in the show notes. Go check it out, guys.
All right, you guys. When we were talking about cleaning out your life, something we talked about was getting rid of those pesky subscriptions that you have that you don't even realize they're pulling out of your bank account. Precious money. I recently downloaded, it used to be called Truebill. Now it's called Rocket Money. The best thing that you will ever get in your entire life. Okay. I've been using this before they were a sponsor of the show. Now they're a sponsor of the show. And I could not be more excited and I could not be more, you know, pumped to sing their praises because they caught so many subscriptions that I had. So
it's an app, by the way.
I had two Hulu accounts. Oh yeah, it's an app they download on your phone and it will basically look through your finances and catch different subscriptions that you have that you're charged every single month that you might not catch otherwise because they're sneaky. I had two Hulu accounts, people.
And this is why, you know, I feel like they make it hard, not Rocket Money, but just life. It makes it hard to catch these, you know, mm-hmm. they want you to forget about subscriptions. That's like literally something that they make a lot of money on is if yeah. you forget, right? So it's sometimes hard, like we were talking about in that episode, like here's how you can go through your phone and like try and find them. But this literally takes all of the hassle out of it. Like it makes it so much more streamlined and easy to look at all of your subscriptions and see if you're paying for anything that you don't want to be paying for.
Oh, which, not only that, they can help you cancel it as well. So it doesn't have to be another thing on your to-do list.
We absolutely love, love, love that. To cancel a subscription, all you have to do is press cancel and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. That is the best thing I've ever heard. Get rid of useless subscriptions with Rocket Money now. Go to rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. Seriously, it could save you guys hundreds per year. That is rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. Cancel your unnecessary subscriptions right now at rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. Andy Blue got married this weekend and it was everything and more. And you know what? It made me want to renew my vows or something. Okay. Yeah. It made me want to, I've talked about this concept a lot. Like Chelsea and I both got married so young. And the thing is, I genuinely would not have had my wedding any other way. It was beautiful. It was everything I wanted at the time. It was perfect. Like truly. And it still holds up over time where I'm not like cringed by it at all. Like I thought it was beautiful. However, if I was to get married now at my age, like at the age I am now to Leif, obviously, it would be so different. Like I would do things completely different. And I feel like Indy's just at this like prime mm-hmm. stage of life and her career where she really could do it the way she wanted to do it. And it's so like evident in all the photos and videos. I'm just like, this was so like on peak. Your terms and what you wanted. And it like fits you and your personality and Jack's personality so well. And everything is just flowing.
Yeah.
It just clicks. Like
all the photos, I messaged her. I was like, I've never teared up at an Instagram photo until today. Like literally it was, there's something about photos of something that you can feel the emotion behind it. And it just felt so happy. It was just the best. I was so just overjoyed that whole day. Literally.
The same.
Looking for more content. Looking for more videos, photos. Like all of her bridesmaids are like the bridal party. Those photos. Like her dress. Jack's outfit was everything. Fire. Like, them on the motorcycle at the end.
So cute. So cute.
And just like it was so intimate.
Yes.
All of them together. It was truly like the Met Ball of like our generation.
Did you watch the video that she made?
Which one?
The video of
when she was talking. No.
Chelsea.
I have to.
Watch it immediately.
I watched it, but I was laying next to Case and he was asleep. So I couldn't listen to it with sound. So I just didn't watch it because obviously I need to listen to it with sound. Okay, she was talking.
I was like, actually, I felt the same where I was tearing up. And I'm like, it just like was such great. I don't know, you just felt so much emotion watching it. Like, it was truly, the video that they put together was everything.
It's the one where she's talking at the beginning, right?
Yeah, she's like on a rooftop talking.
Yeah, that's the one
You guys need to go look. If you don't follow Indy already, like, go just binge all her wedding content. I think she has a highlight. She has photos and videos on her feed and stuff. And it just, everything was so,
like extra and I loved it. I know. I was living for every moment of it.
It just looked so fun. Like you, I love when everyone at a wedding is also having fun.
Yes. You know what I was going to say also is I think like with most weddings, you just think they have to be a certain way. Like it's like, okay, I need to wear a, I don't know, maybe that's just my own like my own thought process or perspective, but you just kind of feel like, okay, there's certain things you have to do at a wedding. Like you have to cut your cake together, which again is cute. And they did that too. But I'm just saying there's certain traditions. It's like he has to take the thing off my leg or whatever. We have to do an exit. We have to, I need to wear a certain, I need to wear neutrals. It can't be too over the top. Like I need all my bridesmaids to also wear neutrals. And I just feel like this was an example of like, no, you can literally do whatever you want when you get married. And I think a lot of people are stifled by like their own thoughts or their parents are like, no, you're not doing that. Like, this is your wedding. It needs to be classy. And hers was very classy, by the way. I'm not saying it wasn't. But it just was like a moment.
Yes.
I just
100%.
Loved it.
It was just very unique.
Mm-hmm.
It was everything.
It was perfect. I loved all the content. And
I'm honestly speechless about it.
My whole For You page was just
I feel like I was on a high and like I'm coming off the high of like, I feel like I was there.
No, literally, that's probably why I'm sick. You know, after a big event, you get sick.
I got so sick after my wedding. Like me and Nick both got so sick the day after our wedding because we were just like, it's over.
You're
like,
exhausted.
Yeah, you're exhausted.
100%. Well, we could talk for years.
Bye.
I have more, but you know, I got to stop myself. Let's get into our worst date stories. And I have a feeling they're going to be bad.
I have a feeling they're going to be so bad. They're going to be good.
Why is that dog barking? It's not my dog, but there's a dog barking.
Dear Media posted this thing and it was like, what is the, like, what's a one-liner that podcasters say that like basically to make fun of them? Like, and someone said when podcasters are like, oh, so sorry for the noise. And they're like, we literally can't hear a thing.
That's facts.
That's us. We're like, the planes.
I'm like, the planes. Oh, so
the
loud.
Dog lady.
No, we can't hear
everyone's
a
like,
thing.
Can't hear a thing. Can barely hear you guys sometimes. So.
True. Honestly, thank you for humbling me.
I can't find any stories.
I know. I just found it. I just scroll back. Chelsea and Beth and I have a group message and Beth sends us the stories in the group message. And it's been a minute.
Wait, we didn't. Oh, no. We didn't even talk about Beth's baby shower. Well, Beth had a baby shower. And
well, that's
we
it.
We threw it for her and it was so fun and beautiful. And
it was so pretty.
Yeah. It was
we
so
got
Beth.
Floral arrangements made. They were so pretty. And it was kind of like a garden party theme. We had food, like it was a lunch basically. And all the lunch was like made there at the place we had it.
Beth has so many friends.
Yes, she has so many best friends.
All of us got there and we're like, wait, so which one of us is actually Beth's best friend?
Yeah, we're like, wait, what are the rankings? Like she claims all of us are her best friends. We might all need to fight. No, but it was so perfect. And she looked so cute.
Yes.
She looked gorgeous. And it was just everything. We posted some photos on our story.
She's due so soon. We're going to have a little baby Brooke soon.
So crazy. Very excited.
But until then, we're working here to the vote.
Yeah, I'm like, but until then, she will have no maternity leave, by the way, you guys. So unethical. Do you have the stories pulled up yet? Okay, I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Hi, JC and Chelsea. I love you both so much. Your podcast is truly so inspiring for me. I listen every single day.
Whoa.
Reruns, she says.
Oh.
And I can't get enough. Anyway, worst date. He picked me up and we started driving around for a while just talking. I thought we were going to dinner or something, but this man takes me through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru and orders a frozen lemonade only for himself.
Okay.
And then we drove around for 3 more hours.
Oh, he's holding you hostage.
That's it. I told him my sister was going into labor to get out of it. Oh, and it was Valentine's Day. Men, if you ask a woman out on a Valentine's Day date, actually plan something.
Okay.
That's horrible.
Actually, a hostage situation. That long without food?
Yeah.
That's
4 hours.
So rude.
4 hours. The audacity of him. I was going to say, like, she's like, and he took me through the Chick-fil-A drive.
Yeah,
like, that's kind of ideal. Like,
yeah,
I would love some nuggets. But one frozen lemonade for only him?
Yeah, okay. Very interesting.
That's actually a great, like, my sister's going into labor. That's a great cop-out. Good job.
He finds out you don't even have a sister.
Yeah, she's not even pregnant.
Hey, besties. I went to the fair with this guy and he didn't talk to me the whole time we were there. We stood in all the lines in complete silence. He did say a few things, but the only sentences that come out of his mouth were about how much he loved his mom. When he finally dropped me off at home, he tried to kiss me, and I was so not having it. So I leaned away and ended up slamming my head into the car window, leaving a nice big bump on the back of my head as a nice little souvenir to the worst day ever. Smiley face. Boys, if you're going to ask a girl on a date, at least have the decency to talk to them. LOL.
Shoot.
And obviously he's not shy.
Why?
He tried to kiss her.
Right.
He's
guys
just,
be wild then sometimes.
He just has no thoughts behind his eyes.
By the way, have you seen the TikToks going around? Oh, I just had a memory. Like literally okay? I had a vision. Like
you
raven.
Literally just had a raven.
I just had a raven. I was like, do you remember the Provo Bachelor?
Of course I do.
Wait, what was it called?
The
Provo's most eligible? Provo's most eligible.
Was it?
Most eligible bachelor? Provo's most yes, because they had to change it from like Provo Bachelor.
To Provo's most eligible, I think.
Who's gonna bring that back? That was iconic.
Yeah.
And anyway,
we had Keaton on like that was bigger than The Bachelor
too. No, literally, I was starstruck.
I grew up with him.
Yeah, literally went to high school with him. That was a moment in time that needs to be recreated.
Watching that, and like we didn't go see the Eiffel Tower when we were in Paris because we decided to stay home and watch that instead.
Yeah, but that was like a complete tangent. One of the guys from that, which he was on the Bachelor show,
which
but
one?
Then he came out as gay either on the show or after.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And he does like videos on TikTok and stuff. Mm-hmm. But have you seen him? He'll go around BYU campus and do like he has a little mic or whatever. And he'll ask people like, would you rather drink a cup of cooking oil or a cup of coffee?
Uh-huh. Oh, don't
and,
tell me.
And literally all of them are like cooking oil. Like there's like very limited people who say coffee. This one's bad.
No.
He'll say, would you rather die an extremely painful, excruciating death or watch one porn video? And all of them say they'd rather die an extruciating death.
No,
I'm dead.
No, not them like probably having watched one porn video already.
One
like you can't live in this world without seeing it on the freaking billboards.
I don't. One of the top comments is like, check their browser history. Yeah, like
100%.
But also, they.
You're telling me you have a gun to your head. They say, just watch this video. You're saying pull the trigger.
But it was so funny because one girl, like all of them are like, die an excruciating death. And then one girl was like,
Are they targeting guys who like just got off their mission? What
probably.
Can we expect?
But one of the girls that he did it to, he asked her, she's like, watch a porn video. Like her, she's like, duh.
Yeah.
Like what? And anyway.
Like I think God would understand.
It was so, I cannot. It was so
that
funny.
Is hilarious.
Is it your turn or have we only read one? Please don't tell me we've only
read
one.
Oh, we've
only
read one each. It's your turn. Number two.
Okay. Hi, love your podcast. Listen to it all the time. Okay, so my worst date story was when I went on a first date with a guy named James and he picked me up to go to a movie. And as soon as we walk in, he goes to the garbage can, grabs a dirty popcorn bucket and goes to the bathroom and washes it out so we can get a free refill.
I can't hate the hustle.
I thought you were going to say you do that or you've done that.
You can't hate the hustle. Maybe the guy's on a budget.
True.
At least he's feeding you better than the first guy.
I was not. The bar is below earth. Washes out a dirty popcorn thing. We're like, honestly,
at least
him.
You're eating.
I was not only disgusted, but offended that he could not spend $8 on me. Should have ran right then and there.
Well, he did spend $8 on you if he took you to the movies.
Chelsea loves this man.
It's me.
Here's the thing. To me, I'm kind of like, just don't get popcorn.
Exactly.
Like, you don't have, we're not asking you to spend a ton of money. Like, let's set the expectations up front. Sure, if you're a broke college student, you genuinely, I don't know. To me, I'm like, if you're going to ask a girl on a date, you need to have a set aside budget for if you're going to ask people on dates. Like,
yeah.
Sorry. If you're going to take a girl to the movies, it would be nice if you could get popcorn for literally $5.
Yes.
Like, let's set that aside in the budget.
Yeah.
If you can't, don't even bring it up as an option. Don't get a dirty popcorn bowl and just
no, 100%.
Let's just cut it out. Like, no.
No, sneak in. Why don't you just sneak in the treats?
Yeah. Get the hoodie, you know, the draw.
Get it for a dollar at Walgreens.
100%. Today's episode is sponsored by Honey, the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer. I'm a big, big honey gal. I love honey. It's so easy. I love that you can use it on your iPhone now too. It's just a very simple way to potentially get some savings. So thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. So basically how it works is imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites, and then when you check out, the Honey button appears, and all you have to do is click apply coupons and then wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that particular site. And then if it finds a working coupon, you will watch the prices drop. This has saved me a lot of money on clothing purchases that I've done, on my bed frame that you guys love, my TV, like tons of items, which is amazing.
It's also just so easy to download and use. Literally, you guys, get your to-do list out, put download Honey onto your to-do list if you don't have it yet, because it will literally save you so much money and it is so quick. Honey doesn't just work on desktop, it also works on your iPhone too. So you just activate it on Safari on your phone and save on the go, which is extremely convenient and amazing. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting the show at the same time. We would never recommend something we don't use. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/whatwesaid. That's joinhoney.com/whatwesaid. It's linked in the show notes. Go check it out. Okay, to give a bit of a backstory, this guy and I had gone out about 3 times. He called me on my lunch break to confirm a date we had set for later that night. I'm an operating room nurse and had just gotten out of an exciting procedure that I wanted to tell him about while we were on the phone. I said, oh my gosh, I just got out of a big surgery. He followed up with, oh, I know you don't need to get your boobs done, so how did your nose job go? I feel personally attacked that Beth gave this to me.
I'm done.
Awesome. I canceled the date and never saw him again.
A creep. I know you don't need your boobs done. Unless you're my husband of 10 years, no. Never say that. And even then,
watch it.
That is so, like, men truly, they have one thing, we know what it is. Like, okay.
Like, I can't help but laugh, though, sometimes. Like, the wit. The quick wit.
Chelsea, not you, like, on the patriarchy side today. See, he is so smart sometimes and better than us.
Sometimes you gotta switch it up. You gotta give a different perspective.
True.
I think we've talked about this, but you know how people are like, well, I'll just be devil's advocate. And it's like, why would you ever want to be an advocate for the devil? What's the point?
I haven't seen that.
I'm just trying to be spicy.
That's funny. When I was in college, I met this guy on Bumble and we were both looking for a hookup. He was very cute and a neuroscience PhD student. Not important. He was just smart and hot. I went over to his place and things started getting hot and heavy and we make it to the bed. And because I'm dramatic, I toss one of the pillows onto the floor and it flips over. And in big letters, it had Mrs. monogrammed onto it. Eventually, the other one flipped over and it said Mr.
Oh.
For some reason, I didn't think anything of it until I called my friend on the way home. I ghosted him after that. I tried sleuthing but couldn't find any absolute evidence. So either he's married or sucks with interior design. Just like got him at home goods. Like,
yeah. Didn't realize they had words on them.
Ew.
Or they were like hand-me-downs or something.
Right.
That's terrifying. But why were they like terrifying. Flipped over?
See, that's what makes me think maybe it's a hand-me-down that he just flipped over to. Maybe it's like beige pillows. Why
would he even have them if he knew he was going to. He wouldn't flip them over if he was cheating. He would like put them away.
Right. He'd put them in a closet if he's smart.
Sounds like he is. He
gives men ideas to cheat.
Hide
any evidence, guys.
Before she gets there, hide the evidence. You gotta be smarter.
Work smarter, not harder.
My first date, I was so scared, and it was with a boy I really liked at the time. It was a double date in good Mormon fashion, and I was super nervous. That just gave me war flashbacks. So, like, you have to go on double dates when you first start dating, mm-hmm. So you're not alone.
Remember when my first date dropped me on my head, ice skating? Legit, he, like, picked me up. He's, like, a big guy. And he literally tried to pick me up like a baby while we were ice skating. Actually dropped me on my head. I had literally like a goose egg.
Wait, really? On your actual head?
Yes. And it's like one of those things where you just have to like play it off and be like, it hurts so bad. It's like
throbbing.
Throbbing. He's like, sorry. I'm like, oh, it's fine. We were good friends. So yeah. It was fine.
You know what's funny too is like when you're 16 and you're like starting to go on dates. But if you're like me, you literally started having boyfriends in like sixth grade. So it's like you're you have like two lives. Like you're like literally having a boyfriend, but then you're like, oh, but I'll play this game of like going on a date with this person. We both know we don't like each other. It's just like a practice date. Like I can't go on a date with my actual boyfriend because it's like too close.
I think that that is actually a unique experience that we have.
Yeah.
As like
being Mormon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think a lot of people have that experience of like going on dates with random guys that you don't like or care about.
Yeah.
That's like a very much a thing. Like when you are young, you go on dates with like a ton of different guys that you are straight up like neither of you are interested in.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, well, you need to get practice like dating, like going on dates.
Yeah. Like give everyone a chance.
And the other thing is that it's like very looked down upon to say no to a date. Like if a guy asks you on a date, it's like you're going. Well, at least it was for like me growing up. Not even my parents, but just like growing up, it's like if a guy has the courage to ask you on a date, like you need to go.
Ew, really?
Yes.
I didn't feel like that.
Really?
That's just me.
Well, that's good.
It's just little old
me. Go off queen.
Where was I?
Oh, are we in the middle of the story?
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. Remember when we went on a double date and
it was like
a
blind date?
When?
For literally $3 burritos. Oh, I haven't forgotten.
Wait, when? In Utah?
Mm-hmm.
Of course it was in Utah. No, when we went to Snowflake, Shelley. And all of a sudden shows
please,
up.
Please,
maybe freshly 16. The man who's taking me on a date, and I say man because he had a full on beard, mustache, mohawk. And Shelley just comes upstairs and goes, I'm so sorry. He has a beard and a mohawk. And I'm like, Shelley, what? I'm 16. How old is this guy?
And also, who was honestly, going on a date with?
I think you were with one of his friends that you knew.
Okay.
I was like the unlucky one that night where it's like,
just a random.
I have a friend. Can you just grab somebody for my friend? I went to a wedding at a cultural hall or something.
Okay.
That's
these
also bizarre.
Are memories I don't want to be thinking about.
I'm telling you. My vivid memories are honestly a curse.
No, it's honestly a blessing. I need more of them. I just shared a story on my TikTok that like I hadn't shared. I don't think I've ever even talked about on the podcast.
What?
And just about like when the guy who I was dating was like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
About the swimsuits.
Mm-hmm.
Go to my TikTok if you want to see it. And it made me think, like, I wish so badly I had a better memory. Because people would be like, tell more stories, tell more dating stories. And I'm like, I know there are, like, shocking things, but
yeah.
I can't. Or just, like, weird things. But I literally have the worst memory.
I could
memory.
Probably remember for you.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to the story.
Okay, go ahead. I think you were in the middle of it, weren't you?
Yeah. Okay. She was going on a double date. And she was super nervous. Right before my best friend and I were hanging out and we were hungry, so we had a great idea to get chili cheese fries. First mistake. The date was a hike up the switchback-filled hill in my hometown for sunset. And I'm 5'4", so my legs are pretty short.
Wait, sorry. Is she on the double date? I'm already forgetting.
Yes, she's. Wait, what do you mean? Is she on the double date?
What's the first part?
Oh, the hike. They were hungry, so they got chili cheese fries.
Okay, this is a whole new date. Or
no,
did you
no.
already read some of it?
No, her and her best friend. They're the girls on the date.
Gotcha.
And they're going to meet up with two boys.
Okay.
They were hungry before the date. So they
got
chili cheese fries.
Chili cheese fries.
Yeah, in case their date only got themselves frozen lemonade.
Which is very valid point, ladies. Yeah.
So honestly, always eat before a date.
Mm-hmm.
The date was a hike. You never know when these men are going to feed you. So
literally.
You got to feed yourself. Then they went on the date that was a hike.
Okay.
So while they all basically ran up the hill, I was dying. We were all too cool to bring our water bottles, and I made them all stop three times so I could catch my breath and desperately needing water. My farts were rancid from those stupid chili cheese fries my bestie and I devoured, and it was so bad. After we had tacos and ice cream, but the man wouldn't let me play Taylor Swift and proceeded to play his 90s grunge and screamo music because it was more tasteful, the date did not end with a kiss, but rather me having chili cheese fry diarrhea. Super sweaty and basically got the ick from him because I found out he hiked hunched over with his arms swinging like an ape.
I'm done. The imagery.
Love you all. And the podcast.
Sick.
Wow. Not the chili cheese fries.
Not the chili cheese fries.
We'll add that to the list of things not to eat on a date.
Hi, ladies. I was in my early 20s and met a guy on Tinder. I invited him over. In hindsight, very stupid. And he looked nothing like his pictures. He told me I look better in person compared to my pics. Thanks. Anyways, I was not feeling it and was trying to get him to leave. On his way out, he looked at me and said, I could kill you right now and no one would know.
Oh, no, no, sir. Never joke about homicide.
I kind of laughed it off and got really creeped out. I was so mortified. It took me years to tell my friends. I wish I could go back and tell my younger self to not be shy and say what you feel. But also sometimes you have to laugh
at cringe. Oh, sometimes you have to laugh at cringe or scary things to save your life. Love the podcast. Love from Canada.
I'm horrified for you.
I could kill you right now. No, no.
No.
Never, 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 never say that. Literally, absolutely even if my husband not. Said that to me, I'd be like,
huh?
Ew.
Yeah, no.
You're scaring me.
Just ew.
No, literally, if Leif ever does something remotely, like, I don't even know.
Creepy?
Just not even, no, not creepy. Like, oh, I'm trying to think of an example. Like, if I'll, like, we'll be in bed or something, I'll, like, try and cuddle him and he, like, won't, like, fully reciprocate because he's, like, watching something and I'll be like, ew. And he'll be like, oh, sorry.
I'm dead.
I feel like it's, like, the biggest insult.
Yes.
Like, ew.
No, 100%. Cuddle with me. I'm dead. Ladies, OMG. My worst date experience was, of course, a Tinder match. I thought the guy was great at first. He took me for a picnic dinner at the airport to watch planes land and take off at sunset. Cute, right? Yeah, well, when it... Was this my ex-boyfriend? He took me on that date.
I feel like
cute, that's right?
A thing in Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, burn.
Like, don't worry. I'm like, you are not special. Don't worry.
Yeah, well, when it was close to my curfew, strict parents, and I told him he needed to take me home, he refused. I thought he was joking until we got in the car and he drove me to a secluded parking lot.
Absolutely.
And
not.
Locked the car doors. I literally had to get my phone out and threaten to call the cops for him to get the hint and bring me home. If men have one thing, it's the audacity. That man deserves jail time.
Why because was he doing that? Trying to make out with you or something?
Probably. Just trying, like, why do men get off on, like, teasing and, like,
literally
scaring?
Literally scaring people. Ew.
Ew. That is the biggest ew ever. Also, people don't understand, like, when you have a strict curfew, you got to be home on the curfew. There's no
no ifs, ands,
or lollygagging. Buts. My mom will be in her PJs waiting outside of the door.
Yeah.
And if I'm late, you're not getting grounded. You're not getting in trouble. So why would you care, I
right.
guess?
Right. It's like just.
You know, I am the one.
Mm-hmm. I was on a date with this guy who was really into cars. He literally took me to a closed car dealership at night to walk around.
That's
his idea
illegal.
Of a date. Anyways, I was trying to be nice and we were talking about his car. He drove a Ford Focus.
Oh my gosh.
Not a Ford Focus. He thinks he's so cool. Okay.
Okay, go off.
He was telling me about the car he had before that he wrecked and how his insurance company gave him money to get a new car and he could get pretty much any car he wanted. I responded with, and you picked this one. He looked really confused and I just laughed that he thought I was kidding. It was very awkward. We started dating a few weeks later and he ended up cheating on me after a month. Never dated a car guy again.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, that's gonna be a red flag.
Yeah.
Like the first date you go on is just like all about them and their interest.
No.
Like imagine if you took them to like go shopping on your first date.
And it's like, help me pick out stuff for yeah. me and then go to my favorite
wanna
restaurant.
Wanna go to Sephora with me? No. Men suck.
It's just like,
I can't get behind them. I'm sorry on this one. I met a cowboy at my local county fair after the rodeo and we ended up going back to my camper that night, winky face. Anyway, we swapped numbers, Snapchatted and continued to talk here and there, but nothing serious. Randomly, a month or so later, he was in the area again for another rodeo. So he invited me to go, but I couldn't make it. The next day he asked me to go to dinner and I was down. So we met up at a putt-putt place.
Putt-putt.
What is that?
I think like mini golf.
Oh, at a putt-putt place where he then got dropped off by a friend. I paid for that because it was cash only and he didn't have any cash. Okay, whatever. Then we go out to eat and after we had ordered all our food and drinks, he says, oh, I actually have no money at all, not even a card. And while we are sitting at the restaurant, he looks around and says so confidently, no one here knows they're eating at a restaurant with a real cowboy.
Oh,
that is you. And I laughed out loud.
That would be funny if he was joking.
Yes. If he was like, if it was a Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah.
That actually would be really funny if it was Halloween. I have tears in my eyes. Okay.
Just on men's side time and time again.
No, I'm on your side.
I know, I'm kidding.
He was so serious, though, it gave me the ick. Then on the drive back, he asked me to Venmo him $200 to compete in a rodeo.
Dude, what? Why am I funding your dreams?
I didn't even know what to say at that point. I was in shock. I immediately blocked his number and Snapchat after, and I still can't look at cowboys the same.
I'm done.
Please tell me you like where you live too. Like this was, I know for a fact, it's not Yellowstone.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I can't.
Like this
especially
because
people, I feel like girls.
This is Tempe, Arizona or something like that.
Yeah. I feel like girls, what is the word I'm looking for? Not fantasize.
not fetishize, but like, you know, cowboys. Think of cowboys as like so hot and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like just when they give you the ick, it's like ultra, ultra ick.
Yeah.
Went on a bike ride with this guy and he admits he has not been on a bike in 10 years. I joked that riding a bike is just like riding a bike and he'd pick it back up and be fine. But really, this guy did not know how to bike. At one point, he was biking too close to me and couldn't stop. So he instead crashed into my bike, fell off his and rolled down a hill. I was literally shocked.
Oh my God.
But also already had the ick from him struggling to bike ride. I just stayed on my bike and watched him have to pick himself up. Also on that same date, he tried to explain to me that all teachers are lazy and phone in their job when I'm literally a teacher.
Oh, sick.
Anyway, we did not go on another date.
Here's the thing. Like, when you're planning a first date, man, let's give you some ideas.
Okay.
Something that you are good at, probably. If you want to go roller skating or if you want to go, like, you know, something you can both participate in. Don't make her watch you do something.
No, absolutely
that is
not.
The worst first date you could think of.
Yeah.
They will not think, they don't want to go to your like, town football game. They don't want to go watch you play like softball. Like,
no,
they don't want
to consider
that.
This. If you're asking someone on a date, I'd venture to say it's definitely 50-50 about both of you or even more about the person you're asking
100%.
Because you are asking them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why would you? Yeah.
Like if you're going to go, you know, I guess roller skating is the first thing I think of. Like, you should probably be like decently good at it for your own sake.
Yeah.
So they're not like, what? You know, unless honestly, though, if you're a cute, nice guy,
anything will be fun.
Anything will be fun.
That's the problem.
If you're a cringe, creepy,
nothing can help the cringe.
No, then it
doesn't matter
never
what
work
you
anyways.
Ask them on the date for. That's actually the real problem here.
Hi, girls. I just started listening to the podcast about a month ago. I have been binging it from the beginning. You always make me laugh and make me feel like I'm hanging out with my friends while I work from home alone each day. Okay, let's get into the worst comment I received on a date that has stuck with me to this day.
Oh, no.
I'm 29 now. Back in college, I started dating girls and incorrectly assumed they would all be smarter than guys. I was dating a girl and went to her apartment where we decided to watch a movie. She picked the movie Shrek. We were watching
Is this a girl writing it or a guy?
A girl.
Okay.
Well, I think so. I'm assuming because she was saying they would be smarter than guys.
Yes, got it.
We're watching the movie and get to the part where Shrek and Fiona are making their way back after he rescues her and finds out she's an ogre. She looks over at me and goes, I really like your body. You're like Fiona, thick, but not fat. She compared me to a literal ogre. I was too stunned to speak and just kept watching the movie like I wasn't just compared to an actual green monster. Needless to say, I didn't see her again after that and learned that girls can be equally as dumb as guys. Awesome.
Not Fiona. Please.
Please.
Why do people just speak sometimes?
Speak before thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Be me.
Hi, besties. This story still haunts me to this day. Freshman year of college, I met this guy on Tinder. He was 5-ish years older than me, and he was very excited to take me out. He told me we'd go on this nice dinner, and he'd come over to my place and bring a bunch of snacks and wine for us to enjoy.
Okay.
So I was under the impression that I was going to get spoiled by this man. He picks me up, and then he asks me where we should go, as he lived in the town over. I suggest some nicer restaurants, and he said, let's go to Cracker Barrel. I was wearing a cute little dress. We sit down and he's explaining the menu to me and his favorite items because I had never been. The bill came and he said he had a gift card, so he put it on the table and told the waitress that she can throw it away after it's used. He gets up and asks me if I'm ready and he quickly walks to the car. We get in and I look over my shoulder while in the car and the waitress is following us saying that we did not pay. My date rolls down his window, assures her that there was money on the gift card, rolled it up and sped away. There was no second date.
Not dining and dashing.
Not a thief.
That's okay, bad. He thought of that too because that's 100%. Why he wanted to go.
And he has a gift card.
Oh my gosh.
I wonder if he just like takes gift cards and just like has empty ones in his wallet and then just takes girls on dates and gives them a gift card and bounces.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. A grind, honestly.
Not a supporting.
He's in his hustle era.
Yeah. Well, at least you're fed.
At least your stomach's full. Be grateful.
Be quiet and be grateful. So rude. This is my last one. I love you both so much, and me and my bestie are obsessed with you both. I swore I would never share the story again after my friends literally peed their pants after me telling it, but I'd do anything for what we said. Thank you.
We're so
and we
lucky.
Would do anything for this story and you. One time I went on a date with this guy who was obsessed with cars. Our whole first date, he talked to me about cars, and it was super boring, but he was cute, so I pretended like I was interested. We ended up hanging out again and decided to watch movies at my apartment. Can you guess what movie we watched? It was Cars.
Okay, kind of cute.
We started to make out and he seemed, again, making it all about his own interest though.
Yeah, true.
We started to make out and he seemed very eager and inexperienced. He was grabbing my boob in such an odd way and moving it around in very abrupt directions. Not him pretending it's a gear. I thought it was really...
Is that her commentary or yours?
No, mine. I thought it was really weird.
He's like, reverse?
Literally.
Shifted into drive.
I thought it was really weird, but I decided it wasn't weird enough to say something and make him feel insecure. Later, we were cuddling and he goes, can I tell you something? Here I was thinking he was going to say something sweet, but this man said, when we were making out, I was moving your boobs like you would move the stick shift in a car.
Chelsea!
It was super cool.
Hi!
Please, not him pretending you're a car. Not him being
objectifying you. Actually, it's telling you are an object.
What?
No. I'm actually scared for him. Like, why does his love for cars run this deep?
I was so taken aback that a man would equate my body to a car and he was promptly ghosted after he left that night. I am terrified that this man thought he was making out and like, no.
I am speechless.
Do not leave this man alone with cars. That's all
I'm saying. Like, you have a scary obsession.
No, you're not well.
You are sick. Okay, here's my last one. It was a blind date that my mom and best friends set up. They both knew the guy. The guy picked me up and we drove to the bowling alley to meet my best friend and her husband. We were getting along, but I wasn't super into it, but he was very flirty, so I thought he was. Until we were walking out to our cars and I was telling my friend bye, he tells them goodbye and we start walking to his car. He gets closer and gives me the most awkward side hug that was as fast as you could blink and then ran. I mean, sprinted to his car, got in and drove off. Tires squealing and all. I was stranded in the parking lot, so I called my friends to turn around and take me home. When I got in, we were all like, what the F just happened? They witnessed it from their rearview mirror, LOL. As soon as I got home, he texted me, thanks for a fun date night. Let's do it again soon. I said, no thanks, you couldn't even take me home and I'm not interested. He replied that he didn't realize I needed a ride. To make it worse, he worked with my mom and I saw him multiple times after.
Ew. What?
Why? Why? The most shocking thing is when guys do weird things or whatever and then they are like, let's do it again.
Yeah.
Sometime and you're like,
oh, you're delusional.
Yeah.
You're cringe and you're delusional.
I don't like you at all. And you ran from me.
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
It's truly shocking.
It's really beyond me.
Oh, there's like, I just got this cringe feeling, a shiver down my spine. Thinking about all the times, like when you're younger, that you don't speak up on dates. Like,
yes.
Or you don't just like express how you feel because you're like, oh, I feel bad. Like saying no. But then also it's like we talk about like, when is the time to say no? You know?
What do you mean?
When do you assume they're hitting on you? When do you assume they're interested? And you're like, no, sorry. Like, I'm not interested. And they're like, wait, I was just asking you for.
Right.
But I guess what we've learned is just be straight up as possible, as soon as possible.
For sure.
It's better to apologize than to be just
It's just so hard when you're in the moment. And I'm not talking like, well, that too, honestly, like consent and all that. It's a whole other like conversation. But I mean, even just. It's hard in a situation where you just don't want to make someone feel awkward.
Yeah.
And by all means, you absolutely should make them feel awkward if they're making you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I feel for these girls when they're in these weird situations and it's just like,
and it's
you're
not
speechless.
So, there's like a point where like your adrenaline spikes and it's like, it's time to like be like, no. But there's the awkward limbo of like,
yes.
Okay. I'm feeling like,
I'm feeling weird. I don't like this, but I don't want to.
But it's not reached that level yet.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't want to misread the situation and be like a weird over-the-top person or something.
Exactly. I remember this one when I was in college. I was sitting down like eating at one of the like restaurants at the college, like at the college campus. And I was just enjoying my food. And like, I don't know. But to me, when I'm eating, like, or when I'm, it's like the gym. It's like, if I'm actively in an activity, leave me alone. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to talk. And I remember this guy came up and started talking to me. And was so annoying. Like, I knew right off the bat, and like, you are not my vibe.
No.
You don't look like my vibe. Like, you don't act like my vibe. You don't sound like my vibe. And like, by the things that you're telling me, you're just not my vibe 100%. And he kept talking to me, But like, if I had the confidence, I would have just like made up an excuse. But this man asked me for my number and I gave it to him. And I'm like, oh, okay, like, Yeah. And I don't think he, the other thing is when they're not like super upfront, so you can't just be upfront back. Like, oh, well, we should study together sometime. And it's like, what am I going to be like? No, I don't want to study with you. It's like, right. You know? And then I remember he called me and basically was like, I'm going to come to your place. Like, where do you live or whatever? And it's like, the next thing I know, he's at my place. So I must have given him like my room number, but all my roommates were there. And I remember my brother was there. And I remember this man would not leave my apartment. Like,
ew.
We were all hanging out. We all knew each other. And he was the odd man out. And he was being so annoying, like borderline rude to everybody.
Absolutely.
My older brother kept looking at me like, who is this? Like, and I kept being like, I don't know. But I felt like this weird obligation to like include him. And thinking back, I'm like, why was I wasting my time?
Right. It's like, just cut the ties.
Cut your losses.
Very early.
Cut your losses, girlies.
Oh.
Anyways.
That is heinous. Yeah. Thank you all for writing in. Worst date stories. That's always a doozy.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of my favorites to record. Make sure you guys are following our What We Said Podcast Instagram. It's just at What We Said Podcast. You can be the first to know about lots of stuff. We actually have some really exciting announcements coming up, guys.
Very soon.
Yeah, very soon too. So make sure you're following along. Also, if you have time or if you're feeling just nice today, go ahead and leave us a rating or review on the podcast app or on Spotify. We appreciate it so much and it helps a ton and it's super easy, especially on Spotify. You literally just click a button. So thank you guys. We love you. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.